This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. One day ahead of the start of public impeachment hearings in the U.S. House of Representatives, U.S. President Donald Trump said in a speech that his presidency has transformed the U.S. economy. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The president told the Economic Club of New York his administration delivered on promises and exceeded expectations by a very wide margin, claiming creation of 7 million jobs.
We beat predictions by more than three times the highest estimate that I saw during the campaign.
The actual numbers show job creation was closer to 6 million. The president says part of the turnaround was to get rid of what he called disastrous trade deals.
In short, the failed political class sold out American workers, sold out American prosperity, and sold out the American dream.
The president also said the economy could be even stronger without the influence of the Federal Reserve. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump is set to meet Wednesday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Reuters' Emily Wither has that story.
Just before he boarded the plane, Erdogan said he'd be telling Trump that the U.S. had failed to keep its promises on Syria and did not remove the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia, America's allies in the fight against Islamic State, from along Turkey's border.
We'll express with documents that our agreement on this military operation has not been fulfilled.
Then there's Turkey's purchase of Russian missile defense systems. The U.S. has been livid over it, while Turkey has just shrugged off threats of U.S. sanctions. Washington did remove Turkey from the F-35 fighter jet program, getting Erdogan to drop his plans to use the S-400s and agree to a permanent ceasefire in Syria will be Washington's main goals of the meeting.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday dealt a blow to the firearms industry, rejecting a gun company's bid to escape a lawsuit by families of the victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting of 2012. The shooter used a Remington weapon to kill 20 children, and six adults. Reuters' Zachary Gelman has more.
The plaintiff's lawyer made the case before Connecticut's top court in 2017, saying it was no accident the Bushmaster and other AR-15-style rifles have become the weapon of choice for mass shooters.
Remington's words, this is their words, advertising the weapon, forces of opposition bow down. You are single-handedly outnumbered. Those words in a marketing campaign, they don't happen accidentally. We all know that.
The Connecticut State Supreme Court ruled that the lawsuit could go forward, and Remington appealed to the Supreme Court. But the justices did not hear the appeal and did not include any comment on why they refused to take the case. The move paves the way for the lawsuit against Remington to proceed.
That's Reuters' Zachary Gelman reporting. Speaking to a British audience, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton criticized as shameful British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision not to publish a parliamentary report on Russian meddling in U.K. politics until after an election next month.
I'm dumbfounded that this government won't release the report about Russian influence, because every person who votes in this country deserves to see that report before your election happens.
The report by Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee has been cleared by the security services, but it has not yet been given approval for publication by Johnson's government, so will not appear before the December 12th vote.
There's a lot of evidence that Russia played in the Brexit election. Now, I'm not, you know, in your country. I don't have a say about any of that. But the fact that the current government won't release this report by your own government should raise some questions.
Britain has accused Russia of meddling in the domestic politics and elections of several Western countries, including the U.S. presidential election. The British government says it has not seen evidence of successful Russian interference in U.K. elections, including the 2016 vote to leave the European Union. Moscow has repeatedly denied any meddling and says the West is gripped by anti-Russian hysteria. Former Bolivian President Evo Morales arrived Tuesday in Mexico, where he's been granted asylum, after stepping down from office on Sunday. There were mass protests in Bolivia after he was declared the winner last month of a disputed presidential election. The U.S. is applauding Morales' resignation. Mexico is among several countries who say Morales was forced out by a coup. Marissa Melton, VOA News.